The Wappo Indians of the North Bay may be some of the oldest Native Americans in the region, according to tribal chairman Scott Gabaldon.
We have a rich history in Sonoma County and Napa County, dating back 4,000 years. Some anthropologists believe we are linked with the Yuki tribe because we have similar languages, and they were known as one of the first tribes in California.
Though the tribe now has just 341 members, they once numbered as many as 8,000, he says, and their territory covered what we now know as the Napa and Alexander Valleys.
We had a small territory at the base of Mount Conocta and Clear Lake. Then we come south from there to Middletown, and then it goes all the way down to San Pablo Bay through the Napa Valley, and then back up to the 101 corridor to North Hillsburg, Alexander Valley, then over Middletown.
But the tribe lost their official standing through what Gabaldon says was a wrongful application of the California Rancheria Act of 1959, a federal program that asked tribes to give up or terminate their sovereignty in exchange for government-built roads and schools, benefits that were never actually delivered.
In our case, the federal government went out there to assess the land to get people to vote to terminate, and one person was found there, James Adams. He had the only house there. He wasn't Wappo Indian, and he was actually the one that signed our termination.
That action, taken more than 60 years ago, is what the tribe is now trying to reverse through a series of legal appeals aimed at winning renewed recognition from the federal government. Getting that status, Gabaldon says, would enable his tribe once again to obtain some land to call their own, and with it, access to a wide range of grants and economic development opportunities.
There's so much stuff you can do with the land. For the most part, it's housing. A lot of our elders need adequate housing. Everybody needs adequate housing. So that would be the first thing we'd want to do, develop some sort of housing for our people. But we got to get the land first, and that's quite a project in itself.
But economic development for Indian tribes in California and many other states also often means building and operating casinos. That's an option Gabaldon has consistently refused to rule out.
I probably wouldn't be a very good leader if I didn't give it some thought. But right now, I have enough on my plate to worry about the restoration. I know when we do decide to do a casino or not, that is a whole nother fight. And honestly, I feel like I'm going through it right now. The county's whole fight is about a casino. And, you know, we keep saying it's an option. We're not saying we're going to do one, we're not going to do one. And mainly because we don't know. It's an option, and it's the tribe's right to do one, not for the county to say if we can or not.
By leaving that option open, the Wappos have been met with consistent and determined opposition from both Napa and Sonoma counties. An ongoing battle, Gabaldon says, is clearly and exclusively linked to the casino issue.
The counties have been horrible. They've lied about us, saying we're only a modern group of Indians doing this so we can get a casino, which is completely not true, because my mom has been doing this before gaming was legal. I was talking to a county official on Tuesday, and he said, all you got to do is say, well, not do a casino, and all this will go away. I said, I'm not going to say I'm not going to do a casino just so this will go away. Whether you think we exist or not, we still exist.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.